Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're talking to the fellow that runs a popular website, homelandstupidity.us, Michael Hampton. Never said anything violent, never advocated violence, did go and cover the Ed and Lane Brown situation. So they show up at his house, they show up at other people's houses, saying, you know, was there a secret hit list to kill feds? And, yeah, I guess there was in Ed's head, and he did openly talk to crowds about it. I mean, it was, I did it on the radio. And I would say, please don't, no, that's going to escalate things, Ed. People said, oh, shut up, it's good. No, it's not good. But a lot of folks that had clear heads knew it wasn't good for anybody. And it was all just talk. And I've done my best to tell people not to go out and do anything violent because it'll just turn these poor, sad sacks into martyrs themselves. It won't do anything to fight the corruption we're dealing with. We're winning the fight. Congress has a 11% approval rating. Cheney has a 10. Bush has a 24. Is it 23? It's just plunging. The whole system shot. We know you're crooks. Game over. You can try to run some Ceausescuan, you know, government terror on us, but it'll only get you a little bit further down the road. And you'll crash even harder when you finally do. So you might as well back off and stop being criminals. Their answer is no, we're going to hire aggravated felons to be military and then police. Going back to Michael Hampton, so now they're following you guys around. This has been in the news with these surveillance trucks.
Yeah, they actually came into the restaurant and they were sitting at a nearby table. It was and they weren't even they weren't even very good at it. They were being pretty obvious. I mean, I spotted them. Rob spotted them. Several other people were like, "These are obviously feds." I mean, they weren't very good, and they knew we spotted them. We started talking about it, and they just up and left. They left two different directions, and then some of them got into a car with Maryland license plates. They go drive halfway down the street and pick up the other guys, as if we wouldn't see that.
Well, that's because they're normally dealing with the general public who's in some type of mesmerized zombie state from watching television, and I mean that when I say it. Have you noticed the general public either is waking up or they're more zombie-like now? I mean, they can't understand, like, base. So that's why the feds are getting zombie-like, too. Pretty soon there'll be those that are informed, and we'll be walking full speed, talking full speed, and everybody else will be like sloths. We'll be like supermen or something.
I guess so. But so after we spotted them, they kind of crawled back under the rocks they came out of, and that's when I put the second story up, which is on my website now.
So they're not pleased. They're not pleased.
Oh, they're not pleased at all. I mean, this is for them, this is highly embarrassing.
Now, if you were an aggravated felon, maybe you could join them.
Well, you know, I considered a career in law enforcement, and I figured I couldn't do it because I'd be called on to do things that just are not moral.
So what's going on now? I mean, obviously they're keeping us safe, watching you very closely then.
Yeah, well, they're not really watching me closely anymore. They kind of disappeared. They are still trying to set up a meeting with Rob. They, after a week and a half, they still haven't managed to do it, and he's got a lawyer, so that's kind of complicated things for them a bit.
Now, you also point out that they get thousands of threats a year where the person calls up and says they're going to kill judges and people. They don't even respond to those. In fact, it was just a big news article about it. They don't even respond to actual threats. They just respond to non-threats.
Oh yeah, they misclassify threats. They don't analyze them correctly. Sometimes they don't even know they've even received a threat. So they're just not on the ball.
Well, folks can read all those statistics in mainstream news articles that you link to, where they admit that they get all these real threats and don't respond to them. But you, who's openly been nonviolent, they're watching very closely. Thank you for coming on, Michael.
Well, thanks for having me, Alex.
All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, to get into a bunch of key news. Stay with us.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Now, 8 minutes, 30 seconds into this third and final hour. Don't forget, if you miss any of this broadcast on your local AM or FM station, or WWCR doing a fabulous job, 11 to 2, back from 9 to midnight central, or the satellite transmissions, any stations out there that rebroadcast us, you can always tune in if you have a computer to InfoWars.com. And there is a free podcast you can subscribe to by just clicking on subscribe to your MP3 or iPod device. And by the way, most of the new cell phones are going to have one of those little devils. Just don't put it up against your head all day long, give you that big fat brain tumor. But I was listening to radio on my cell phone, held at arm's length, let me tell you, this weekend. And it's inexpensive. It just comes in over your phone service. And that's the whole future, browsing the internet, surfing for, you know, 70% of the country. It's almost 70% are now on computers and use them on a daily basis. But for those that haven't, you're really missing out on the info. You can subscribe free to the podcast. And every day when the show ends at 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, the live transmission, it starts over. And for 21 hours, we retransmit the 3 hours in streams over the internet, so you can just pop in whenever you'd like. If you work at night at 1 a.m. to 9 a.m., you can tune in. If you work in the morning, say at 7 or 8, 9 in the morning, or that's your lunch hour, or you your lunch hour is at 2 o'clock Central, you know, let's say you're out in the Pacific, and so you can't listen 9 to noon, but you go on lunch at noon out in California, or let's say you're in Hawaii. It just keeps re-streaming, so you can listen how you want, when you want, where you want, via the podcast or the streams 24 hours a day. And it's simple. We reach more people because of you spreading the word in your email list, your MySpace accounts, or just word of mouth at work or church. People need to find out that there are hundreds of major medical studies, speaking of cell phones, that document a massive increase. In some studies, it shows a quadruple in total brain tumors. In others, it shows a doubling of a rare tumor, and you know, where the nerve for the ear and the middle ear goes into the brain. It's just reading these. They don't talk about this on the other shows. I mean, it may be in the BBC, it may be in the AP. It's never on radio. It's never on television that I've seen. It's just like it's some kind of secret. You know, we've been talking about the decline of the dollar for at least 10 years. And it's been declining, by the way. I was freaked out when it was losing a few cents to the pound back in 1998. Boy, let me tell you, you don't know what you got till it's gone. That looks like heaven compared to what's happened now. I mean, we just talk about big baseline major issues here. Now, the media takes distractions about Britney's retiring. They're taking her children, the CPS, to the rescue. She's completely nuts. To the Jack Bauer, Kiefer Sutherland has to spend 30 days in the hole for drunk driving. And I mean, it doesn't matter a hill of beans down the road. And I'm not knocking you if you want to watch something designed with a flicker rate to brainwash you. And if you want to fantasize that torturing people is good, but it's not real. And I'm not knocking you if you want to spend your life watching television and football. But at the end of the day, we've got so many other giant problems and crises, I just don't see how anybody could do it. I mean, life is so precious and so dear and so fleeting. Spend every minute with your family, or at least getting your business in shape and getting out of debt and trying to not drink and eat all these poisons they put before us. I mean, it's just, we're a society, a civilization in crisis. A couple times a year, I'll take 4 or 5 days off, and I did do that. I ended up working Thursday, actually, most of the day, but we went out of town Thursday, came back last night, and I was just reflecting on the state of affairs in this nation, reflecting on the developments geopolitically, listening to a lot of talk radio and news while I was driving. And I have to tell you, the sense of urgency wasn't lessened by having a few days off. It was only intensified that I get so close to the problem every day, studying this, working on understanding the New World Order system, that I tend to myself take for granted the seriousness and the magnitude of what we're dealing with as a country. But not just as a country, as humanity on this planet. There is no doubt it is in thousands of documents and publications and bills and legislation and Agenda 21 and UN regulations and treaties that we have a scientific dictatorship, a advanced technocracy of the best and brightest minds allied with the old moneyed families of Europe predominantly, allied with the elites of Japan, China, and much of the world, openly stating that they are setting up world government and that the U.S. must fall for that to happen and that they plan to completely destroy our economy. And are doing it. And that once they have it in place, they are going to launch even bigger wars and have national drafts and forcibly inoculate and release all forms of flesh-eating bacteria and superflus and SARS and just kill us. And I'm like, my gosh, they staged 9/11, they staged 7/7, they staged Oklahoma City, they staged the first World Trade Center attack. They admit many of these attacks they staged. They're killers. And I think about, you know, my gosh, my life's in danger. I mean, I've stuck my neck out to fight these people, and the general public's a bunch of drooling sloths who don't even deserve it most days. But it doesn't matter. We've got to speak out for the good people out there. We've got to protect them. And this evil's got to be opposed, because if we go along with it, they're going to win. And then what does that even buy me? A few years? You know, maybe I could try to take care of myself and go buy some bunker somewhere and... Then what? The cops think it's a drug lab and raid me anyways. I mean, you can't just run away from this stuff. You try to run to Argentina. It's all under globalist control. You can't run to... There's nowhere to run. Costa Rica can't run there. I mean, we have to fight this. And the frustration of all these politicians, you know, in the New World Order at the international level, saying they're going to destroy the dollar, saying they're going to lower our wages, saying that's the goal. Alan Greenspan saying it. Condoleezza Rice saying it. And she says it and writes it knowing it's never going to be on the news. Because, and even if it is on the news, they can go say it on CNN, and then it isn't a news item. They just let them throw it in our face, and then next up, they deny it exists. That's so insulting. I mean, to have neocons emailing me, snickering, going, I thought you said the dollar was going to plunge and the economy was in trouble. It's doing great. It is plunging, you fools. And if you would just wake up and really recognize the threat, we could turn this around. But it's like there is a blockage. There are blinders. It's biblical. I mean, it's just they cannot see. They have been willful in their ignorance, and so they've just been turned completely over to grand delusions and illusions where they will believe anything. I mean, I can't understand it. You can't talk to full-grown adults who hold $100,000-a-year jobs about the dollar plunging in value because they've been preconditioned to ignore any threat and to just rationalize and deny something's happening. And so you talk to them, and they just go, I don't know what you're talking about. And they give, most of them give you this self-assured look and this smile. I mean, it's just... I remember being like 3 or 4 years old and, you know, imaginary play, imagining I was a pirate or an astronaut and strutting around in my room or in the backyard. But I remember right around that time figuring out, hey, that isn't real. Make-believe isn't real. I'm not really this big, tough person. I think I am. You know, I'm imagining that. But I'm getting to realize that adults, most adults, are in make-believe. That's what all this fashion and stuff is it's costumes. It's like a nation, a world of people in little costumes posing and primping and skittering around. And I realize that as the economy gets worse and worse, as things get worse and worse, that all of the white trash scum and the rest of the crowd and all of the illegal aliens and just all of them, they're all going to make the ranks of the military and the police. They already are. And as things get worse, actually, most people get more cowardly, more groveling, if you're a modern American, and more supine on their backs, just worshiping all of this. They'll just do anything for little uniforms and little, and it won't matter. It'll be an army of people with their shirts hanging out, with bellies hanging over their uniforms, running around in little black outfits, batoning all of us and tasering us. I mean, instead of things getting better as things get worse, you know, people waking up, I'm starting to realize that it's going to be the opposite. People throwing themselves deeper into delusion, deeper into mindlessness. And All right. I said I'd cover news. We'll take some calls to it. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. PrisonPlanet.tv, ladies and gentlemen. Endgame's going to be there first, October 26th. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that modern technology has devised a barcode that fits inside a tiny microchip that can be placed under the skin of dogs and children to track them everywhere they go? Did you know they're now working on a chip to place under the skin of human beings that'll let you buy and sell in a global economy without cash, coins, and checks? It's the coming 666 system called the Mark of the Beast in Revelation chapter 13. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to take your order for a free subscription.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Catchy tune, isn't it? Al Gore, as you know, last Friday got the Nobel Prize And now for saving us from man-made global warming. Doesn't matter if the official UN study they put out with over 2,000 signatories, that the majority of them have now gone public saying, we were contacted to give our feedback. We were not contacted to endorse this declarative statement calling for world government and taxation and claiming that it's man-made. We were just consulted in this project. And some of them, hundreds, have gone public saying, we weren't even called. We don't know why our names are on this. But for a simple-minded public that hardly even knows what the word scientist means. And literally, I'm learning now, I was underestimating how dumb people are, how ignorant they are. It's not even dumb. They're experts on acting cool, experts on football, experts on regalia, experts on getting into debt, but not experts on how anything works. They just hear scientist, and Al Gore says, everyone knows it's real. Every scientist knows. And every scientist doesn't know. Thank God it's heating up right now. Now, the truth is that when the reason ice ages are triggered generally is it heats up, they have models on this, it causes the jet stream to stop moving, and then you have massive freezing globally. That's why it gets hot, and all of a sudden it triggers a really cold spurt. Just like the UN was saying in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, they had to have a global tax to stop the global freeze. See, they've been betting that this is about to happen. They know there's about to be some big change. They knew that 40 years ago. And so they want to have that normal change come and then say it's man-made to then have a planetary government to save us from the crisis. Because the truth is, volcanoes blow up, glaciers suddenly form, in just a few years, sea levels go up, they go down. You know, they keep talking about we have to have the Earth with a stable climate. Hey, baby, there isn't any stable climate. We're on a gigantic spaceship. A huge rock, a molten rock with little islands floating on top of the lava. Oh, yeah. Orbiting a gigantic nuclear furnace, blasting out every type of radiation you can imagine. Oh, we must make it stable. It isn't stable. But that's the same witch doctor trick they learned 10,000 years ago, 7,000 years ago, 5,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago. They would tell them because the priest would mark down the dates on the calendar. Didn't matter if it was in Greece or Mesopotamia or Babylon or the Aztec kingdoms, the Mayan cultures before that. They would know when the eclipse was coming. And they'd say, you got to serve us, do what we say. Or the god, the goblin god, the snake god, the titan, whoever it was different for every group, will eat the sun. And it eats the sun, they all prostrate themselves before them, and then worship them for another 30 years till another thing happens. And by then, after they'd seen four or five eclipses, and the snake god, and the priest had the power to make the snake god spit it out, it was over. And they're just running a snake god op on you as usual, and of course you'll all fall directly for it and take your injections. So at a certain point, it's just ridiculous. Of course there's global warming going on, and I hope it gets a lot hotter like it did during the Hyborian Maxim of 6,000 years ago at its peak that gave us the lush plantings and human population exploding. And they got all these cartoons and documentaries they run for children at the public schools, and they're showing an inconvenient truth. It's an inconvenient fraud is what it is. And that criminal Al Gore running around pushing his global tax. I mean, even if you believe it's man-made, what is China and India and Mexico and 160 other countries making zero emissions cuts going to do when they put all those emissions controls on us in the West? That will actually make more of the industry move to where there's no controls and make the environment worse. Did you ever do 2 plus 2 equals 4? I mean, is that possible for you out there, neocons and liberals? I mean, can you ever wake up? There was another big story here today, a scientific story, that just on its face, you could figure out in 5 seconds was a fraud. All right, I'm going to come back in there. I just got into the Al Gore thing. They're now saying it's an industrialist conspiracy theory. The mainstream media is that secret oil bankers, remember that's what Rothschild said to me when he was on the show. See, he turned it around. I was the elitist. Totally made up. When we get back, we'll talk about it.
They're now, see, it's a conspiracy.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens. Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB Grocery Stores, Medicine Shop Pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I sat down with Big Brother. Don't like those RFIDs. Got the blues about my freedom. Got the blues about tyranny. I got the blues about my freedom. Got the blues about tyranny. I sat down with Big Brother and the national ID. Don't want a chip in my wallet, chip in my car. And if I want to travel, it's nobody's business how far. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I said shame on Big Brother, always tracking and tracing me. Don't want a chip in my mother, chip in my wife. a chip in my baby's. Stay out of our life. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I say down with Big Brother. No more slavery.
Play it for me, baby.
Jimmy Vaughn, blues legend, Austinite, good friend of mine. No shackles on me. By the way, we have
now, do you want a chip in your forehead?
We have the performance that you're hearing right now, but
always
at the Capitol
and causing you harm. Don't want
during
no
Texas
shackles.
Independence Day against the New World Order, the Napa Superhighways grid, all of it. That's one of the extras on Endgame.
I sit down with
I haven't mentioned the extras on Endgame. There also is a 17-18 minute piece on the illegal alien invasion, on the globalists orchestrating all that. What the La Reconquistas really say about how they control the Southwest. Extremely powerful mini doc. Then there's about, what, 15 minutes or more. I forget the exact amount. I know it's more than 15 minutes from Istanbul, Turkey. That is not in the film. Some of it's in the film, but some of it's not in the film. Dealing with the secret police following them and being chased, and the guys with machine guns out in front of the Brook Street, and some of the investigations they did, and some of the local activist groups. Very interesting. So there's those three things: Jimmy Vaughn's performance of No Shackles on Me, and of course, or No Shackles, and then the La Reconquista. It's called Battle for the Republic. And then, of course, more from Istanbul, the 2007 Bilderberg meeting in Turkey. And I'll be showing Endgame six more times here in Austin starting next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And then the next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 7 o'clock, Alamo Draft House, South Lamar. The tickets for that are going fast, so go to Infowars.com, link through over to the Alamo Draft House. We have the link right there on the main page. Or go to whatistheendgame.com. You'll see a banner there as well to the Alamo Draft House and buy your tickets online or get there in the hour before. And they do sell about 20 tickets or so at the door. They hold back to right before showtime. So you can also pre-order Endgame. We'll be shipping it out November 1st, maybe even a few days before. We're packaging them all right now. I have them here in the front office stacked up to the ceiling with folks that have ordered them. They're all loaded up with their stickers, UPS pre-stickers on them, ready to be shipped out to you coming up in just about a week and a half now. Yeah, it's not even 2 weeks now. And I must have been looking at my atomic clock wrong in the first hour. And see, I do that. That's why you got to watch me, folks. I make mistakes. You got to watch me closely. Because I'm right about the general things I cover, but I get numbers and things wrong. Stuff got moved around on my desk while I was gone, which is to be expected, and I just had to move the atomic clock closer to where there wasn't any shadow. I was saying that, I think I said that, I guess I looked at the date wrong or something. I was saying it'll be like, you know, end game in 15 days or something, you'll be able to see it. No, you'll be able to see it in 9 days from now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Man, it's closer than I thought. PrisonPlanet.tv members will see it first, and then November 1st, we will ship it all out to you. So that's only like 12 and a half days away that we ship the DVDs to you. So if you were to write to us, it's $19.95 for the film and what, I think $5 shipping and handling. If you were to write to us now, we would get your letter, and then we would ship it out to you basically right after we got the letter. So you can write to us at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Again, that's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. You can write to us there. If you miss that address, you can call the toll-free number if you forget it, or you can order via the toll-free line as well. But if you have any questions about the film or want to know the address again, it's 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or again, 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. But the easiest and best way to order is PrisonPlanet.com, right there at the shopping cart, or see it at PrisonPlanet.tv again. And we're only 9 days away from the release. My gosh. How did I look at this clock and hit the date wrong? I tell you, too much going on. And also, I get really frustrated. I want you to know this. I had some article, I can't remember what it was, dealing with science, where on its face it was a fraud. I mean, there was no debating it. And now I can't find it here in the stack. Here's some of the news I have in front of me. And we're going to be going to your calls here in just a few minutes. Scott and Reb and Clay and Fred and Bob and a few others. Gore gets cold shoulder. One of the world's foremost meteorologists has called the theory that helped Al Gore share the Nobel Peace Prize ridiculous and the product of people who don't understand how the atmosphere works. Oh, they understand how it works, bro. They're trying to scare everyone that if they don't accept world government, world taxation, that the sky will fall. Dr. William Gray, a pioneer in the science of seasonal hurricane forecast, told a packed theater hall in the University of North Carolina that humans were not responsible for the warming of the earth. His comments came on the same day that Nobel Committee honored Gore for his work in support of the link between humans and global warming. By the way, the UN's own fraudulent report with Cook data says humans are responsible for 6%. Then they claimed all of that was from greenhouse emissions. If they were smart, they would have looked at impervious cover as heat sinks and what it does with reflectivity. I have looked into it a little bit, and it's clear that's a lot bigger in actual heating than the minimal emissions, but I don't want to give them any ideas. Like, we want as much heat as possible. That's what most of the meteorologists are saying, too, but it doesn't seem to matter to these people. We're brainwashing our children, said Dr. Gray, 78, a longtime professor at Colorado State University. They're going to the Gore movie and being fed all this. It's ridiculous. And he went into how it was all a fraud. He says, we'll all look back on this in 10 or 15 years and realize how foolish it was. Yeah, but they'll have their world taxation, world grid in place over all the oceans, all carbon emissions, how big your house can be, what materials you can use. It's total control. And the few jobs we had left will be forced out because, again, the third world countries aren't under it. Here's another one. Quest CEO not alone in alleging NSA started domestic phone recording program 7 months before 9/11. Wired Magazine. Wired News. Industry publications in 96 reported on the $9 billion paid to them publicly to put NSA offices into every hub and everything wired through it. Again, Wired could write a big article and be hailed as great investigative reporters if they would just go pull that up. I can't do it all, and no one's going to listen to me. So, of course, they were listening. How many years have I told you they have whole floors in every phone company? I've been told that by the phone company engineers. So one went public in San Francisco. Of course it's not isolated. They publicly stated it. You see, things can be classified in the boardrooms, but the manifestation, when they build it, it's not secret from anybody, Jack. That's why the Soviets could, during the Cold War, could claim whatever they wanted. But people could actually go out and count troop movements and tanks and find out what the truth was. I mean, that's how it works. That started how many millennium ago, and somebody would come back over the hill and tell the tribe, oh, no, there's no caribou over that hill. And they'd go, you liar. I can go up there and count them myself. But it just goes into how everything's wired, and they're listening to it. Of course they are. I mean, give me a break. And of course it's illegal. That's why they've got Bush first retroactively had them legalize Fourth Amendment. Each case was a felony violating wiretapping retroactively. But now the law only goes back to 2001, not before that. And now they've got a new bill introduced just for no Fourth Amendment and Fifth Amendment outright. Just publicly declare that there isn't one. And then they lie and say, well, it's just for bin Laden when he calls America. And then it turns out it's all, quote, crime and all terror. And under Section 802, that's all misdemeanors. Like, where is that? I just had it. Doesn't matter. Here it is. House takes up U.S. surveillance bill, AP, Pamela Hesh. Against the backdrop of presidential veto threat, the House ready to vote on eavesdropping bill that would expand court oversight of government electronic surveillance in the United States. You go read the bill, it actually strengthens all the spying. You see, I remember that bill they had in 2003, and it was announced, President Bush pushes a bill through Congress. It'll give you more privacy. And then what it did was make it where all your medical records and all your prescriptions are instantly uploaded to the government by law. The opposite of privacy. But, I mean, the public just hears it and believes it. I mean, see, the lying is at light year level. It's so fast now. Just like saying, we're not going to put toll roads on Bopac and Austin, and then they announce they are, and then say they aren't at the same time. I mean, it's la-la land. And they go, well, we're taking some of the existing lanes and then making it a toll road, but there'll still be lanes that aren't toll roads, so it isn't a toll road. It's a paid lane. The public goes, oh, well, that makes a lot of sense, certainly. Problem solved. All right, I said I go to calls. Legalize all drugs. Chief Constable demands end immoral laws in England. One of Britain's most senior police officers to call for all drugs, including heroin and cocaine, to be legalized and urges the government to declare the end of the failed war on illegal narcotics. It's not failed. Put more people in prison. Make it illegal to keep the price up so the banks get to launder more money, Bubba. It's not failed. It's been a great success in destroying freedom worldwide. Come on, bro. Dude, you don't get it. Iraq's been a great success. Break it in three parts. Endless war. By the way, I got an Asian Times article today. They're breaking the news of the secret declassified U.S. plan for the next 100-year war. Oh, it's so new. So there's that here. Americans could face internet tax, WSTM television. And it goes in to say that they have introduced a lot of laws at the state and federal level, just a general attack on the internet that's going on right now. And if the tax moratorium ends on November 1st, that's a couple days away, ladies and gentlemen, then all of these state laws are set to pass. They're going to tear the net from one end to the other. They'll phase it in slow. It's how you domesticate sloth hogs. Here's another one. 12 former U.S. Army captains say reinstate the draft. Steve Watson, Infowars.net. A call to abandon volunteer military for compulsory service or leave Iraq altogether. Which do you think is going to happen first? 12 former captains in the U.S. Army have today published an article advising the White House that only way of U.S. forces can stay in Iraq long term is to reinstate the military draft. No, they're going to stage a terror attack and then call it something else and then start World War III and then have a draft. You've got this backwards. There is one way we might be able to succeed in Iraq, wrote the ex-captains, all of whom saw service in Iraq between 03 and 06. To continue an operation of this intensity and duration, we will have to abandon our volunteer military for compulsory service. Short of that, our best option is to leave Iraq immediately. A scale withdrawal will not prevent civil war, and it will spend more blood and treasure. And they go on to say, let's just cut and pull out right now, which, of course, was not the plan. Men, you don't understand. The mission is 100% total success. Demonize the U.S.'s name worldwide for its financial destruction that's now happening, for the rise of the one-world government. Drive up oil prices by cutting off supplies. Further kill the dollar and force an exodus out of it. Hundreds of billions in no-bid contracts. Opium, and of course, expand the Lebensraum, the living space of our little ally, Israel, our little buddy. A wonderful bastion of liberty and freedom itself. Here's another one. Blacks are stupid comments betray dark mindset of eugenics. Geneticists says blacks inherently less intelligent than whites. That's the eugenicist, the father of discovering DNA. The entire Human Genome Project was designed for bioweapons in mind, of course. We have that in Endgame, and he's the little friend, the little Nobel Prize winner running it all. He was one of the top eugenicists at Cold Springs Harbor, and then he became the director after they stopped calling it the Eugenics Records Office. And they run it all. They have lots of little goodies on the shelf to kill any sub-derivation or mix group. They're very friendly, and he just comes right out with it all. Don't bother getting Endgame, though. There's probably a football game on or something. Schwarzenegger, the outlander, piece of trash, filth, America-hating, gun-control, open-borders-loving piece of tripe that these weak-minded Republicans push all day in their servile nature. Schwarzenegger gets tough on California guns. Arnold Schwarzenegger has angered America's powerful gun lobby. No, they're actually backing it. By backing legislation requiring semi-automatic handguns to mark bullets with serial numbers to help police identify casings found at crime scenes. Yeah, then the criminals just steal the bullets. Then that forces total adoption of these marking systems and registration of ammo buyers. And it forces it nationwide adoption because California's 30-something million people and further bankrupts ammo companies. Get out of here, you Nazi piece of trash. Get out of my country, you steroid addict, chicken-necked, cowardly little piece of trash.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their after music.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your 3 free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
The preacher man says it's the end of time and the Mississippi.
You know, I said go to your phone calls, and then I just don't even have time to get to them. I may have time to go to Reb, because he disagrees. I'll have some day this week where we do nothing but take calls. And I got to tell you, man, I hate Arnold Schwarzenegger. I hate that piece of trash. But, hey, he's been in gay magazines, so the Republicans like him. He's all right. He's totally compromised, totally sold out. His daddy was an SS captain. He's an America-hating piece of trash. Everything he does is to kill this country. He's a globalist. He's a criminal. And what? And the only good thing is his body's fallen apart. He's got all sorts of health problems, and that's a good thing. Because he's an enemy. He's pure evil. He's a peacock. He's a demon. And he wants your guns. In California, this country is just so shot. I'm just so sick of all these people. I'm just so sick of the humiliation our country has to go through. You are a dirtbag, Schwarzenegger. Total massive gun control. The NRA is supporting horrible federal gun control to ban many veterans and police from having guns. Go to InfoWars.com. Link through over. We got big links up on InfoWars.com to the Governors of America where you can find out what's happening. I even forgot about Schwarzenegger. And Turkey debates Iraq incursion, talks about going into Iraq. Just all this news I didn't even get to. I'm just sick of it. We better get mad, folks. Let me tell you about a great sponsor. That's eFoods Direct, eFoodsDirect.com, or call 1-800-409-5633. Whether it's depression or recession or hurricanes or Easter bunnies, the point is you should really have storable foods. I do. I got them from eFoods Direct, the J. Michael Stevens Group. I've gotten them from them twice. I'm very happy, very low price, very high quality, longest continual operating company in the nation. 1-800-409-5633. Call and get a free catalog. Call and get a year supply, a 2 month supply. You need to do it now, folks. 1-800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. eFoodsDirect.com. And there's big fat banners at the top of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And they also got a great radio show from 6 to 8 p.m. Central right here on the GCN Radio Network Sunday nights. When I go off at 6 o'clock, they come on for 2 hours. J. Michael Stevens Group, Steve Shank, just does a fabulous job. So be sure and tune into that as well. Then, of course, there is Inner Food. Inner Food, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just feeling hatred right now for Schwarzenegger. We are pathetic. Oh, I'm just sick of it. As soon as they get our guns, they're going to run black ops on us. I just hope you know they want us so bad they can taste it. They want to disarm us so bad, and the minute they do, you better know hell will be released. Well, I'm not going to run in some ditch so people like your daddy can blow my head off, you piece of trash, Schwarzenegger. ArnoldExposed.com. Get it out to everybody. All right. PrisonPlanet.com. You can go to PrisonPlanet.com and you can link through on the banner and get 10% off at eFoods Direct, at Interfood. Interfood. It's a really high quality green food. I take it every day. Balanced energy all day long. Greater stamina, weight loss, 20 power packed ingredients, greater mental clarity, reduced food cravings, healthy radiant skin, helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels, improve liver function. 1-866-762-9238, innerfood.com, or again, go to prisonplanet.com and link through on the link over there. And you get 10% off. And if you get it in bulk, you get another 20%. It's great stuff. I believe in it. Get it. And I'm just telling you, get mad, ladies and gentlemen. They're training you how to be slaves. They want to kill you and your family. That's all the New World Order thinks about. It's all they want to do. It's what control freaks get into it. They're the ultimate perverts, the ultimate degenerates. Every sexual perversion's gotten old. Everything's gotten old, but burning cities, kidnapping children, murdering people. They love it. They want to spray you with flu. They want to kill you and your family. They want to take your property. They're wrecking the country. They're butchering the guts out of the dollar. They're running around brainwashing everybody. And all the servants of this evil New World Order, you're going to have to drink out of the black cup, too. That's the only solace I've got. You're going to get to be part of it. This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Blackbird.